In this week's episode, we make formal requests to the pop culture gods for what we want to see for the rest of 2015. When it comes to music, we discuss releases from Adele to Rihanna to One Direction, and who will bring the holiday album to save Christmas. For movies, Corey unleashes his hate toward the Minion community. For pop culture headlines, we make bets on the Kimye Antichrist due date. And for YouTube, we talk about releases from Troye Sivan and Pentatonix, and we pick which Australian celebrities we'd skin and wear to the onesies on our Australian tour. Stick around, subscribe on iTunes, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. Now, before we get into this week's episode, we gotta give some love to our sponsor, and our sponsor just happens to be Binge by Tyler Oakley, the new book by me. If you want to get it, you can go to tyleroakleybook.com. They are making this episode completely free. And by they, I mean, I guess my book. Listen, I don't really get how this all works, but they're sponsoring this week's episode. So whatever. If you want to get the book, tyleroakleybook.com. It's great. That's all. Bye. It's half off right now. Go right now. Corey. Hi.
You again.
Oh my gosh. It's me again. And it's you again.
It's me. And, I'm still here.
And me?
Mimi?
I'm still... Oh, my God. Do you know anybody named Mimi? Actually.
No. Mariah Carey.
Oh, I was going to say Mimi, I'm first.
I don't know her.
I mean...
In the biblical sense.
You know what's surprising to me? I feel like there's been a renaissance in the YouTube fandom of love for RuPaul's Drag Race. Everyone's going through and watching every season.
Wow.
I kind of like that.
So they're so 2000 and late.
They are 2000 and late, but at least they're educating themselves.
I will say, occasionally I do go back and like binge watch a show that I missed.
Drag Race is so worthy of that.
Right.
Same with Project Runway. That's
what I was saying. Like, I don't tell anybody because I don't want spoilers.
Right. So while I was...
I like secret sneak watch. When I watched Lost, it was like 3 years after it was over.
Oh,
and
God.
I had never seen any Lost episode. And I always avoided like media about it. But then when I started watching, I didn't tweet or anything because I didn't want people to spoil
it. That's how I was with House of Cards. Like, literally, while I was watching every single episode, I was like, I just want to tweet about it, but I can't because people are going to spoil it.
They're rude. People are rude. If I've learned anything about Twitter.
They're rude. Oh, my God.
People always say that I spoil things on Twitter, so
you
probably shouldn't talk.
Well.
If Twitter should come out with a button.
Ooh.
If I were going to predict something for this year.
Yes.
Twitter should come out with like a color. That they'll put like a red box around my tweet that says spoiler. Because I don't want to waste 8 characters.
When you're tweeting, you should be able to like enable spoiler mode or something.
Right.
And say like, this is a spoiler. And you can say how long it should be a spoiler for. I mean, that is like
Or it would just
technology.
Say like, it would say like, Gray's spoiler ... And then they can click to
open
it.
You should click spoiler and then it should have a drop down of what kind of spoiler it is. Like TV or music or movie or whatever.
You don't need to get that fancy. Maybe they'll just throw a red box around it.
Or maybe some type of 3D glasses situation.
Maybe your car will get a spoiler.
What does that mean?
I think it's something about a muffler.
I think Muffy.
Maybe rims.
Who's Muffy? Is Muffy somebody?
So Muffy.
Yes. Oh, from Arthur.
Is
Muffy is
Arthur.
The little sister?
No, that's DW.
Oh my God, I'm a fool. I'm a fool.
If you had to predict what DW stood for.
Oh, dangerous woman.
Okay. Really?
Yeah.
Actually, it could have been.
Yeah, she's a dangerous woman. Or she's a dainty Wimbledon.
A dainty Wimbledon.
Have you ever gone to Wimbledon but been a little bit dainty?
DW stands for Dora Winifred.
Okay, well, I was close.
If she'd wanted to shorten her name, she could have just gone by Winnie.
Oh my God. Thoughts on Pooh not even wearing pants. He is crop top realness. No pants for the summer.
Have you ever worn a t-shirt with nothing else on?
Let me just tell you, it is not my look.
I'll tell you a personal story.
Oh God.
So today I put on my underwear and my shorts and my socks and shoes. And then I thought, I don't want to wear these shorts. So I took them off and changed into another pair of shorts. And there's something very weird about being in your underwear with your shoes on, but nothing else.
But I feel like that.
I felt like a cartoon character.
A cartoon character wears like
a shirt and shoes.
A shirt
and no service.
And shoes and no service.
Yep.
No shirt, no shoes.
No service. So as long as you're wearing a shirt and shoes and no pants, you're good to go.
Hashtag GTG, which is very different from hashtag GTG.
What is that one?
Got to go. good to go.
Not to be confused with gotta go.
Gotta go!
Speaking of which.
Who's gotta go this year?
I gotta
go. Who's gotta go succeed? Look, Corey, how can we even get to what we're trying to talk about? Here's what's up. This is a this
here's
year,
what we oughta do.
Here's what Rihanna do. No, this year so far, yay or nay.
2015?
Yeah.
So first, my brain always jumps to music.
Yep.
Yay, because you know I hated music last year.
What about movies?
I've been okay. I've seen a lot. Okay. Oh, did I tell you about my new movie pass I got?
Oh, God. We'll get to that. What about news? Who cares? What about TV?
Did you say news or snooze? Oh, am I right? Oh,
what about
you?
TV.
What about it?
Eh.
You know I love TV.
Has it been okay this year?
It's been so good.
Okay. And
spoiler
what about,
alert, McDreamy dies.
Oh, my God. Whoa, ding, ding, ding. That's a variation of hashtag ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
It's hashtag ding, 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 ding. YouTube so far this year?
Flops.
Whoa.
Left and right.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay, so with all that in mind.
Tell me more about the queso.
Oh, my God. With all that in mind. What would make 2015 the best year ever? Let's make some predictions. Let's make some requests.
Shit, this year is halfway gone.
This year is halfway done. We only have, what, 5 or 6 months?
Less for than it, 6 months.
For it to really be the best year of our lives.
Yeah.
If you could ask pop culture to give you anything, mm-hmm. what would you want it to give you? First up, music.
Oh, my gosh. I know what's coming, like what's been talked about.
Sure.
But you want me to just like dive into what I want?
Well, first let's talk about what's for
sure.
What is for sure on our plate this year? We know that we're going to get releases possibly from confirmed releases.
Are you?
Who do we get?
It's so funny because I feel like nobody's officially confirmed. Everyone keeps changing their minds.
Well, we have, I guess, a confirmation that an album is coming from Troye Sivan.
That I've heard.
But that has been,
I've got some insider scoop to that one.
Girl, what do you got? What I thought I got, I don't know if I got. What's the inside scoop? All we keep hearing from
what
her.
What I got.
All we keep hearing from her is soon, soon, soon.
Ugh, I hear one more YouTuber say soon, I'm going to put
I'd
on the
You know what I'd rather have? A spoon, spoon, spoon. A big spoon.
With who?
An actual big spoon. A huge, gigantic spoon full of ice cream.
That's what you want to cuddle with?
Yes. Oh, my God. Yum. That would make my year good.
Have you ever rubbed your nose on your microphone?
I'm doing it now. I'm really close to
this. How
does
that feel?
I kind of like it.
Yes. Yeah, it's an interesting feel.
Whoa. Do a circle.
Daddy. I did a star.
I'm going to do a star. Whoa. Oh, my God. The other day I was looking at the stars and I was like, that dipper is big.
Truly.
Truly.
You see the Little Dipper?
Maybe I saw the Little Dipper and then I'm like, what if what I saw, I thought I saw the Big Dipper, but what if what I saw was the Little Dipper and I can't even comprehend?
Save it for the space episode.
I can't even comprehend.
Save it for the space episode.
We want to do a space episode someday?
So is Troye coming out with an album in the last half of this year?
Who knows? I mean,
you made me talk about this for a who knows.
Is anybody confirmed for an album this year? Give me that. Do we have a release date?
No,
for anybody.
Literally every single person on this list is a question mark, question mark, question mark.
Do you think that is because of Beyonce? She gave you that digital drop. She made that digital pop. Now is everybody about to do that digital drop, digital pop?
I thought you were going to say digital get down.
I wish everybody would digital stop.
So you rumored albums.
Yeah.
Adele, Rihanna, Bieber, Troye Sivan.
One Direction?
I think they will for sure.
Yeah, they have to, I think contractually.
Yeah. I don't know why I awkwardly laughed.
But, I mean, Adele was a rumored album for last year.
I know.
Everyone was like waiting for her and then
I did a lot of research on it.
Didn't she do that tweet? By 25, see you later this year.
That was last May.
And I'm like, okay, girl. Like,
May 2014.
Oh my God, girl.
She's going to be 28 by the time that album comes out.
There won't even be digital drops anymore. What will there be?
She's going to have to call it 25-27 because it took her three years.
By then, we'll have like brain implant drops.
Right? She'll just send it right to my iPhone like U2 did with their floppy album.
Oh my God.
So do you think, just you give me a yay or nay, will Adele have an album in 2015?
Yes.
Oh,
she better.
I agree.
She has to.
It'll be after the Grammy cutoff, which I think is like
she'll
end
be
of September.
Fine. Honey, she'll be fine.
I know, but they're it just it makes more sense. That's what Taylor Swift does.
She about to give the music industry a run for their money. Bitch, better have my.
Speaking of which, will Rihanna have an album in the second half of the
year? Well, what were you telling me earlier?
Well, I read that she was like almost done with this like R8 album.
Yeah, which is Rihanna 8, if
right.
you don't get
and
that.
And I read this article that said she was thinking about scrapping the thing and starting over, even though she spent 2 years on R8.
Wow.
She's just not feeling that vibe
anymore. She's at a place where she can do whatever she wants, which I like my favorite artists to be at.
I think if
anyone's – because I think they take risks.
If anyone's going to do a Beyonce and just drop the album without saying anything, it's going to be Rihanna.
Yeah,
and
I think
I'm
going to
roll my eyes.
I think she can. I mean, we talked about this a little bit of who can do a – out of the blue digital drop and
anybody
have it be successful.
Can.
Anybody can, but that doesn't mean anybody's going to hear it. I think Rihanna could do it successfully.
You mean?
Just drop an album.
And just
Adele could obviously do it successfully.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, not many people can. I think it would be kind of swept under the rug. A lot of people need that promo nowadays, especially because numbers of sales are dropping. With Tidal, with Spotify, with Apple Music now, I think the music industry is changing. And within the next year, will albums still be relevant? Will LPs
yes, they're moving
be a thing?
They're
Would
moving
EPs
album,
be a thing?
They're moving album drop dates to Friday instead of Tuesday.
For international releases.
Yeah, so they're just adjusting the charts.
I have read that, you know, more artists are opting toward just single releases.
Hunter Hayes has been doing it.
Which I appreciate. I like that. Because it's like, you don't need a whole era. Just give us good music throughout the year.
I guess you're right.
In the digital age, people don't. People want things now, and people want things constantly.
But I do appreciate a good whole album
with
songs that aren't necessarily singles. And then you kind of feel like a super fan because you're like, girl, why aren't you listening to Bluebird by Sarah Bareilles? And people are like, what song is that?
And you're like, girl, it's the best album track.
I'm like, if you're dumb and you don't know it, go listen to it on Spotify.
We also have possible releases from Frank Ocean, Justin Bieber, Fergie.
Demi Lovato.
I will say, between Demi and Miley and Hillary and Selena and all these Disney stars, we have a renaissance of
young
Disney
pop starlets.
Yes, yeah. Princesses.
I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that. I like that.
You know, I'm just always looking for a good pop album from like a
did you
starlet,
like,
a queen.
Did you like the Hillary Duff album?
I will say I listened to two songs.
Some of them are good. Some of them I don't think the album changes the game, which I think – nowadays with – and I think about – because I just told you the other day I re-listened to Prism. I was like, there are a lot of risks that Katie took on this album, and I appreciate that. Art pop, I think too many risks. Don't know if it paid off.
Right.
But I like an album that takes risks. And when I listened to Hillary Duff's album, I was like, it's good pop, I guess, but nothing wowed me.
I
want to feel like, well, this is weird, but I like a
good classic pop album.
Okay, well, then I guess you would have liked Hillary Duff's album.
You can lose the shtick if you got a good voice and you're going to sing and not be too overproduced.
I agree with that. Because once the vocals get drowned down, I'm like, okay, well, now it's just kind of like noise.
Right. It's just like, I could have recorded that.
Gruh.
I got that singing voice. Auto-tune me.
Oh, I did like Adam Lambert's album.
Did you?
Yeah. I've been getting into it recently. I think my favorite album, like I said before, was Kacey Musgraves Right Now. I think that's a really good album. Yeah. But yeah, I'm excited for pop this year. If you could have one pop surprise, what would you want?
I want new music from Katie.
Yeah.
I mean, Sarah Bareilles has a new album coming out this year too.
Will Katie do? Oh, well, Sarah Bareilles also has a book coming out. We'll get to that.
Oh my God.
But do you think Katie will do a Prism re-release? Because she had
big
version.
Absolutely not.
Okay.
There's not going to be a re-release. I think she will put out new music because she's had a number one in every year since 2010.
Sure.
And she hasn't had that yet this year. We're about halfway done. So
she could.
She could drop a single if it's good. Hopefully it'll go number one. I would love to see her
do. It's been forever since she was on the radio.
I know.
I mean, with something new.
Truly. I mean, it's been a while.
One last thing. At the end of every year comes an album.
Yeah.
A Christmas album.
Oh, my God.
Who will reign supreme during Christmas? Previous years have had Michael Bublé, who killed it with his Christmas album.
Like Pentatonix.
A few years ago. Pentatonix last year, they released a Christmas album, and it was the number four album of the year. Not just Christmas album.
Christmas music does well.
But Christmas music does well.
Yeah.
Christmas music is a possible sweep for somebody who's going to take you know, the reins this year.
You want a fat paycheck in the fourth quarter and the first quarter of the following year.
Who could do that?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think Katie could release a good Christmas album. I'm sorry, but I don't think that's her sweet spot.
She got better things to do.
I think Gaga could do another jazz thing and do well over Christmas. I hope she doesn't. I hope she doesn't. Like,
are you celebrating Christmas in July? I mean, I would love, truly, I would love a Christmas album from Adele, but girl, give me a real album.
Yeah,
too.
I would rather have a real album than a Christmas album from Adele. What if we got...
what about, like...
A Celine Christmas album.
She's got one.
Another one.
A new one?
A new one.
What about a Shania Twain Christmas album?
A country Christmas album from Shania? I would really be all about that.
That would be
that
good.
Would be nice.
Let's put that out into
or
the world.
Or a Carrie Underwood Christmas album.
Oh, my gosh.
Kelly just did a Christmas album.
Like,
2 years ago
three years ago.
Honestly, who could? I mean,
wait,
I want something.
A Carrie Christmas album.
Let's hope for that. Okay, so we've really dived deep into music.
Delving deep.
Is there anybody else you want to talk about music wise?
Just Sarah Bareilles.
I think Pentatonix is releasing new.
They do.
A
they
new
have
album
a, like a full length.
Hopefully,
originals.
And apparently, it's all originals. I'm excited for that, obviously, because they are my kings and queens of pop. Let's talk about movies now, Corey. If you don't know Corey Cool. He loves a good movie.
Ugh.
He loves a good movie going alone to the theater. He loves a good movie
don't bother
with a boy
me, don't
with
call
the theater.
Me, leave me alone. I'm
His
going to the
favorite
movies.
Food is movie popcorn.
Oh, yes.
Corey.
I love all movie snacks. I'm not going to discriminate.
Corey, I would say you are my most knowledgeable friend about movies. What's coming up?
I think the thing most people are looking forward to in the second half of the year is the final Hunger Games movie.
Do you care?
Do you agree? Or do you think people are just over it? They're just ready for it to be done. They're ready for the next big thing.
I'm a little bit over it. I'm
really?
A little bit over it. I feel like it's been going on for 10 years.
Theirs was pretty quick. It was like 4 years.
In the same way I was over Harry Potter. Sorry about it, friends and fans of
wow.
Harry Potter. I never read those. I read
Harry Potter.
I think I read up to the fourth or fifth one.
Really?
In middle school. And then I just stopped reading them. And then when the movies were coming out, I was just going because...
Everyone was going.
Because everyone was going and I had boyfriends going. So I was
oh my
like,
God, that's
along.
My story.
I literally was just a Girl Scout tag along.
Oh, I would kill for a Girl Scout
we
tag along.
We ate so many last night.
You lie.
I'm not even joking. I found them in the freezer. My freezer.
What?
They were frozen.
Just
Frozen
like,
2. Is that coming out this year?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It's coming. They're not going to turn it around that quick. They're still frozen frenzies.
I don't know what that means.
So will Katniss live?
I don't remember.
Did you read the last book?
Yes. When we were living in San Francisco, we read
them. So you just spoiled it for everybody. She will live.
I don't remember. I don't remember if she lives. Are you excited for Ant-Man?
No.
You know I love a Marvel movie.
I'm not.
I'm going to see it.
It's not. I mean, you'll probably enjoy it. You love a good Marvel movie.
I love them. I love a good cameo. Is Guardians of the Galaxy getting another installment this year?
Not
I think
this
it's
year.
Next year. Well, that's disappointing. Are you excited for the Minions movie?
Hell no.
I am all about
that Minion
life. Do
you know how much I hate a Minion?
Why?
It's like, what are you saying?
I guess that's...
Use your words, Minion.
So do you feel the same way about every other human on Earth?
Listen, you know how I feel about stupid humor. And Minions, like, walk around and fart and people, like, laugh and think it's so funny.
I love it.
Look at that. A live Twinkie just farted.
You don't love Twinkies farting?
No.
That's literally my fetish.
And then there's like, oh, God, that preview. And poor Sandra Bullock got dragged into it.
Well,
I don't know what's going
speaking
on.
Speaking of Twinkies farting.
Oh, my God. Minions are so funny. Fart jokes and poop.
Twinking of spinking.
Go.
How do you feel about the new Goosebumps movie?
There is
There's a Goosebumps movie coming out in October.
What's it? Which Goosebumps?
It's called Goosebumps.
Okay.
The movie.
Is
not called the movie. It's just called
Goosebumps. In a theater or like Lifetime original movie?
It is a highlighted big release of October. I'm looking at the list right now.
Really?
Yes. It's supposed to be a big deal. Same with the Peanuts movie. Who cares?
My dad loves the Peanuts.
Well, I'm sure he does. I'm sure he's slicing meat and loving peanuts.
You know we got that high quality ham.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, you don't give a damn?
I don't. No.
Ma'am.
I wish you would... Clam
up and get so nervous.
Yeah.
Just all clammed up. Okay, I don't see this Goosebumps.
Do you like jelly or jam?
Jam.
Me too.
Love it.
How do you feel about strawberry or grape?
Oh, I love it. I love it. I love it.
Strawberry or grape? Pick it now.
I love it. I love it.
Would you ever get the peanut butter and jam swirl?
I've never had that. It's called goober.
Oh, my God. I'll give you my goober.
Please don't.
I think that's a treat you can get at the movie theater.
Now, so earlier on the way here, we were talking about Ricky and the Flash.
Now, what is that?
Okay, and you call yourself a Meryl Streep fan.
Are you talking about Gem and the Holograms?
No, that movie looks awful.
Girl.
And it's got that girl from Nashville that I don't like on Nashville, so I'm certainly not going to like her on Gem and the Holograms. So you didn't watch the trailer for Ricky and the Flash.
I don't know what that means.
I cried at the trailer.
Is that that movie about that friend, that kid who has a dog named Max?
No, that movie's called Max, and I'm kind of considering seeing it.
Wait, I really wanted to see it. I saw an advertisement for it at the Grove.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you're going down the elevators?
Oh, girl, you know I know it.
And I was like, okay, don't judge me, but I kind of want to see it. Because obviously, you know I love a dog.
That was
and
like...
And obviously, you know I love a movie. So a dog movie?
I think it's truly the new Air Bud.
Oh, my God. Don't tempt me like that. You know how I feel about Air Bud. How did you feel about The Big Green?
I think I saw it. Is that about football with kids?
No, it's a game about – it's a movie about kids playing soccer and they have a goat on the team, I think.
Really?
I think.
That sounds like Ladybugs.
What?
You've never seen the soccer movie Ladybugs?
No.
Oh, my God. It was the original Amanda Bynes, She's All That. No, I mean, She's the Man.
I loved She's the Man.
It's a boy who has to dress as a girl to play soccer to win with the Ladybugs.
Who are the Ladybugs?
It's a horrible girl soccer team. And they get this boy to dress up. It's actually a great movie. If you haven't seen it,
I'm gonna have to pass.
I hope it's on
what
Netflix.
What is Ricky in the Flash? Give me a five word sentence.
I need more than 5 words. It's got
10 words.
Okay, actually, you only need 2 words.
2 words.
Meryl Streep.
Okay, fine. I'll see it.
Thank you. Meryl Streep. She's an out of her luck, down on her luck musician, kind of hippie. She's abandoned her family. She's not the best mother. And then her one daughter's getting a divorce, so she has to come back to the family and help her daughter, and she's got to also figure her shit out because she's a musician. Oh, watch the trailer and don't cry.
Okay.
Looking at me like that over there.
Okay. I thought it was – I literally thought it was The Flash. I thought they were making a Flash movie. And then when you said Meryl Streep's in it, I'm like, I could work with that.
You know Meryl Streep could play The Flash.
Well, Meryl Streep could play anything. Okay, here's what I would like. If you could get one thing out of one movie, Meryl Streep playing what role?
Meryl Streep in Ladybugs.
I would get Meryl Streep as a twink. I mean, not as a twink. As a twinkie farting. I want Meryl Streep as the Queen Minion.
Oh, God.
You're welcome.
I want Meryl Streep in Ladybugs opposite of Rodney Dangerfield.
I don't know who she is.
Not to be confused with Harvey Danger.
Who are these people?
And so there's Meryl Streep. And she's... But it would be the opposite because she's already a woman, so she wouldn't need to dress up to play on the team. I guess it's not her best role.
I gotta go from that. Let's talk about news.
Headlines.
Celebrities, headlines.
Predicting the
headlines. What would you like
for 2015?
Yep. Kimye, boy or girl?
Didn't you? I read this thing about him, like, Kanye, had the doctors sort his sperm to make it a boy or something.
You can sort sperm?
I don't think so, but I did read an article about he did that thing where he upped the chances of making it a boy.
Well,
you can do that.
I would say that's wizardry.
I know.
I would say that's Illuminati.
I think I mean, if you're going to have another kid, why you got to make it a boy? Just be happy with what you get.
And if you're really hurting for a boy, here's an option. There's 100% guarantee you'll pick whatever gender you want
when
if
you
adopt.
I agree.
If you are so ready to meddle with your
science.
Sperms. Adopt.
Yeah. So their baby is due in December. Should we?
I say we make it a little game.
Pick the date?
Yes.
Whoever gets closer, what if you go over? It's just got to be
closer. No. Whoever's closest. Yeah. Whoever's closest. So it's due in December. Let's both pick December dates.
Okay.
When do you think the new royal baby will be born?
Well, these days, these famous people schedule a C-section.
Okay.
So, and I don't know if it's early December or late. Would Kim want to be pregnant around Christmas?
You know she would want that headline.
Or that what?
I'm looking at my December calendar. It's pretty free. So honestly, any day that they want to have that baby, I'm fine with because I'm open.
I am feeling they're going to want a Christmas baby. So I'm feeling December. Oh, actually, I should check to see what the horoscopes are.
Oh.
Because would you want...
Well, a Capricorn is you know, anytime at the end of December. And what's before a Capricorn?
Ooh, I don't know, like a Virgo, maybe a Sagittarius.
Perhaps we don't care about those.
I don't have friends with anybody who was born in those months.
I'm going to go with, oh, you know what? I know what day it's going to be. I know.
How do you know?
I'm going to have to go with December 21st.
That's literally the day I was going to pick.
And you know why? Because in 2012, it was the end of the world day, and that is exactly what they would do. They would schedule it on the end of the world. I'm going December 21st.
That's so rude.
Yep.
Antichrist Part 2, born on
December 21st. Antichrist Part 2.
That's literally was the day I was going to pick.
Sarl's daddy.
I'm not even kidding. I had the calendar open, and I had clicked.
Okay, what day do you pick?
Well, now I'm just all out of luck.
Let me just guess. You are going to go Price is Right style and just say the 20th so that you get any day before mine.
I'm going to go...
Too easy.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve?
New Year, new baby.
New Year, new baby. New Year, new me. Ben J. Pierce. Buy it on iTunes.
New Christ. New Antichrist.
Oh, a new Antichrist for the new year.
Wow. That's what I think,
okay,
I guess.
So you're saying... December 31st. I am saying December 21st. The game is on. We'll report back in December.
You literally picked my date, though. That's so rude.
Well, maybe
that's
I was so in rude. Your little brain.
Do you think for the rest of the year that Gaga will do anything relevant?
Yeah, I think she's going to get married. That's
yeah, I heard she's doing it.
Yeah. Wow. Next question.
Now tell me, what do you know about her fiance?
Oh, he is a man. He hates fire.
Really?
Yes.
Why does he hate fire?
In that show he's on. He's a firefighter.
Wait, her fiancé is an actor?
He's an actor in that show where he hates fire. Texas Fire, something. Brooklyn Fire. You know, Seattle Fire. It's something called that.
Wait.
Firefighter man.
Who is her?
Taylor Kinney. Taylor Kinney. He hates fire.
Really?
His least favorite element.
I'm going to his IMDb because I
because you
have
gotta IMDc
no
it.
Clue who he is?
Taylor Kinney. They met on the set of the You and I music video. He starred opposite of her. He was the hunky guy.
No.
Yes, you didn't know any of this?
I literally have no idea.
He hates fire.
He's on Chicago Fire. You're
I knew
right.
There was a city on fire.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So they're gonna get married.
What
and he hates fire.
I'm looking.
That's all I know.
I'm looking to see what he was on.
Hashtag, he hates fire. Let's all tweet Taylor Kinney with pictures of fire.
Okay.
With the hashtag, he hates fire.
I love it.
Okay, good.
Do you think Taylor Swift and Calvin Harris will make it through the rest of the year?
Well, I think it's easier for them because if there was a fire, none of them would be too affected.
What? Twin fire signs? Two blue eyes?
Taylor and Calvin, I would like for them to stay together. You know, I saw articles about Taylor and Calvin being the new richest couple or something, and they, like, passed Jay-Z and Beyonce.
Okay.
I was like...
Jay-Z and Beyonce aren't even at the top of that mountain.
Of like, celebrity pop star couples.
Garth Brooks?
Pop.
Oh.
Garth Brooks and who?
His wife.
Who? Name names. Tag
her. Name's Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, Faith Hill?
Trisha Yearwood.
Who is Trisha Yearwood?
A country singer.
Girl, she has yet to make this Trisha Year good.
Maybe that's who we need a Christmas album from.
I still don't know. Name one hit.
Trisha Yearwood? X's and O's? You X's and No's
will
nothing.
Will we get a new Lord album this year?
Will Lord reveal her real age?
That is the real
She's
question.
74.
74. The witch.
She is a grandmother.
Oh, my God. She literally is. Well,
did you see her tweets about giving away all her stuff?
No. What stuff?
She was like, I can't wait to be old so I can give all my Chanel, vintage Chanel, to all the kids in the neighborhood. And they'll peel the labels off and they'll lean the art up against the wall. I'm like, if you want to give that to kids, give it to them now.
Literally, what is she talking about?
I don't know.
She is a kid, isn't it? How old is she?
14. She's a grandmother.
I think she's a grandmother. Real question, I mean, the biggest question we have this year about headlines.
I got it.
Is obviously what, Corey?
Will Franklin come out as queer?
That is the question. Now, our dear friend, Franklin, the turtle,
yes.
who serves Stop Light Rules.
Emma's top right.
No, okay. Will she or he come out as queer? Perhaps gender fluid? Perhaps asexual. I think that he is an icon. I use he because that is the preferred pronoun as of right now, unless Franklin comes out as otherwise. Perhaps we'll have a new biopic about Franklin the Turtle.
Now, is it biopic or biopic?
Oh, my God. Bionic by Christina Aguilera?
Yes.
Will Franklin become the icon that we know them to be? Will Franklin come out as a tortoise?
I think
so. Oh, my God.
So, and I think...
I think so. If you...
Also will come out with a dicky line.
Oh, a dicky line? Girl.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So that's the news articles I'm looking for this year. Corey, any YouTube things that you want out of YouTubers this year? Any YouTube predictions?
No, because I already read your book, and I guess I don't even need it to come out because I've already read it.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's so rude. Well, yeah, my book comes out in October. But what else is happening this year in the YouTube world? Anything? Is Electra Woman and Dyna Girl coming out this year?
I literally have no idea.
Neither do I, really. What else are YouTubers up to?
You and I are going to Australia for the tour.
Oh, that'll be fun. That actually will be fun.
I was like, you sound so excited.
No, I am excited for that because we're going to cities we've never been to.
Can we only wear Australian animals the whole time we're there?
Girl, we got to rent a koala.
We need to get a koala.
I need a kangaroo.
We
should both be kangaroos one night.
What if we got a wombat?
I don't even know who she is.
Truly.
We could both get Iggy Azalea onesies.
Oh, my God. You're going to skin Iggy and wear her to the Melbourne tour stop?
Who else? Keith Urban?
Yeah.
Is she Australian?
Yes. Hugh Jackman.
Oh, we could get a Lord onesie because she is from New Zealand.
Okay. I think you just offended everyone from Australia. That was like when you called Ireland...
Shut up.
London.
Let me just stop you right there and say, shut up. We could be kiwis, the bird, not
those
the fruit.
Those are also from New Zealand.
We could just be the fruit, a kiwi fruit.
We could be gators. They have those.
Remember when you were crocodiles. Like, you should be a chicken nugget onesie.
I think that was your idea.
I think that was somebody in the audience. I don't know. Anyway, you know what else is coming out later this year?
What?
A guest.
Oh, Lord.
Which I'm excited for. You know.
Lord knows.
The streamies are coming up.
Yes.
The Teen Choice Awards are coming up.
Yes.
Yes. Everything's happening.
Yes.
Trevor Live, I'm excited for. Are you going to come to Trevor Live? I was thinking about getting a table. I was thinking about getting a table with all of our friends, and we could all, because you know you have to like donate to get like a seat. Which
I think
is,
I'm busy that Sunday.
No, I want you to come.
I'm so very busy.
I want all of our friends to get a table together. That would be actually really fun.
Well, call Trevor and get us a table.
Ma'am?
Trevor?
Let's talk about holidays coming up. Halloween. Do you have a costume idea?
Halloween is not coming up. It's July.
Girl, you need to get started now.
Remember when I had my Halloween in July party?
No. Yes! What was I? Ellen DeGeneres. I was Ellen DeGeneres.
Ellen
DeGeneres.
God.
Oh, my God. Wow.
I went as a tag-along.
Oh, you were a Girl Scout. Oh, my God.
I was a Boy Scout.
Oh, were you?
Yes, I still have that costume, and
I think
it looks.
You had a wig on.
Good.
Do you know what you're going to be for Halloween this year?
This is literally the dumbest question.
Do you know what you're going to bring to Thanksgiving dinner this year?
I always bring the green bean casserole,
which is why you're never invited
you
to my
don't
Thanksgiving.
Like it. Oh, how do you not just love that onion crunch on top?
Girl, I just eat the onion crunch.
Well, then show up to my Thanksgiving.
I'm gonna skim the top of that green bean.
I was at the first Thanksgiving.
Oh my God. what are your Christmas predictions?
I predict that I'm going to get a present. I think for Christmas this year, you're going to get proposed to.
Oh, my God. Let's hope not.
Why not? Because. You could fall in love in 6 months.
Okay, don't do this to me.
Why not?
You know what?
I'm putting that out in the world. What if you just had a boyfriend for Christmas?
Oh, my God. Don't be mean like this.
This isn't mean.
I hope that you find... A dollar on Christmas Day.
Thank you. I love finding dollars, and you know I always find them. Why are you glaring at me?
I'm squinting.
I don't like whatever you're doing.
You don't like my squinting?
What are you doing for Easter 2016?
Oh, my God. I am painting an egg.
Wow.
I'm going to predict it now.
So unique.
Fuck. You. Anyway, we got to go, Corey. Where can people find you?
Oh, my God.
Between now and the end of the year.
They can probably find me on Easter Sunday, painting eggs, 2016.
Okay. Well, you can also find him on Twitter, at Corey Cool. You can find me on Twitter, at Tyler Oakley. And, you know, honestly, the number one thing that's happening this year that's going to make your life great is my book is coming out this October. If you want to get it, it's tyleroakleybook.com. Corey, how much of a book will it be?
I got confused because I just looked, and Easter's the Sunday after your birthday next year.
What the fuck?
So early.
I hate 2016. Let's hope 2015 is good.
Very cool, isn't he?
You know what would be the coolest thing that could happen this year? Maybe some Psychobabble merch.
Oh, snap.
Would the Psycho Babies be into that?
I've seen it requested on the Twitters.
Okay, well, we have been thinking about some design ideas. If you have an idea for Psychobabble merch, tweet us your ideas. You don't have to design it or anything. Just like the concept. Perhaps we'll come up with
an idea.
Yeah. Tweet us with the hashtag PB merch.
PB merch?
Hashtag PB merch.
Peanut butter and jelly merch.
No, I would kill for some peanut butter and jelly, but it doesn't have to be about peanut butter and jelly. Just Psychobabble.
I get it.
Some people are going to tweet us with hashtag SB merch because they think Psycho starts with S.
PB merch.
Hashtag PB merch. Okay. If you want to subscribe, iTunes.com/what?
Psychobabble.
If you want to not subscribe, don't be rude.
Truly.
Honestly.
And
it's
if you
want
to. Did you tell them to follow me on Twitter?
No, I
was
I
looking
did.
At a calendar.
I did, Corey.
Thank
I did.
You, thank you.
I did. Okay, bye.
Bye.